It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we take a look at what prompted the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago and what's known about the documents they found there. First, a lot of people quit their jobs during the pandemic, and for people who got new jobs, the competitive labor market meant a lot of them came back with a bigger paycheck. In some cases, that created pay gaps between new hires and more senior workers at the same organization who never left their jobs. Our next guest says some companies are taking steps to even out those gaps in pay. Others are hoping it just kind of goes under the radar. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We want to hear your job history over the last couple of years. Did you seek a new job? Did you leave a job behind? Did you stay with the same kind of profession or start something totally new? Were you able to get more money by leaving? Or if you stayed instead of going, how did things work out for you? Call 800-642-1234. If you're in the business of hiring people, what are things like? Easy? Difficult? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Aki Ito is a senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy, the labor market, and the workplace. Aki, welcome back.
Hi, great to be with you.
Well, can you talk about the kind of pay disparities between the movers and the stayers? You wrote about this, it's been a couple few months now, earlier this summer.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, basically what's happening is that the job market was so hot over this past year and a half, that companies had to give out these crazy salaries in order to attract new candidates to their companies. And as a result, that created this really deep divide between the people who are just joining the company and people who've been around for years. There's one company called Labor IQ. They're a compensation data provider that estimated that this gap is about 7% right now, which is quite large. I mean, that's, you know, on the order of tens of thousands of dollars for certain positions. And that gap is even higher in certain tech roles, as large as 20%.
Now, I've been in the position, you know, when I see an ad from my phone provider, cable provider, they're offering this great deal for new customers. And I think, well, wait, what about me? Are we getting a sense that these employees who are staying and seeing these other people get sweet deals, is there like resentment out there in the workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what about me is exactly what a lot of employees are thinking. You know, these employees who've been around for years, they stuck around through the good times and the bad. They've showed a tremendous amount of loyalty to their employers. And what do they get in, you know, in response to that? They're actually getting underpaid compared to the people who are just joining the company.
Have you seen companies try to account for that and say, hey, maybe it'll be cheaper to keep people?
Well, I think the smart companies are. They have realized that it's better to just give everybody an around the board raise than it is to, you know, lose everybody and then have to recruit new employees all over again. That's an incredibly expensive process. But even if, you know, that's a long-term cheaper solution, obviously companies have very tight budgets right now. They might not be able to afford that. And so they're trying other things to try to retain their existing employees as well.
Yeah, what other kind of strategies?
I think some are like improving the benefits that they're giving employees. Some are giving more generous work from home privileges. Others might be giving not, you know, necessarily a raise of the base salary, but a one-time bonus. I've seen a lot of that.
Talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, looking at the great resignation during the pandemic. A lot of people switched jobs there. And what happens with pay? And do we have new people at a place getting paid more than the ones who stuck around? A lot of different stuff going on here. You can join in with maybe your own story if you've switched jobs along the way. 800-642-1234. If you're an employer, what have things been like trying to lure recruits, trying to keep the people you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Christine is with us in Wauwatosa. Christine, hi.
Hey, hi. So I just wanted to put my two cents worth in. I was a substitute teacher during the pandemic. And of course, once everything went virtual, there was no need for substitute teachers in our school district. So I took a job at Amazon, and I ended up actually enjoying my job. I didn't like the hours that, you know, but it was something to do and to help the family income. And that's it. Of course, once school started back up, I couldn't do both. So I had to make a choice, and I chose to go back working for the school district. And that's it.
Christine, thanks for sharing that. Aki, I think when it comes to hiring people, as in so many things, a lot of employers are competing with Amazon in particular and their warehouse jobs that had a boost during the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear this in every industry, you know, from hospitals. They have a huge shortage of nurses and other professionals because in some cases, these Amazon warehouses pay more than these hospitals. I've certainly heard about it with teachers. I've heard about it in restaurants and in hotels. Absolutely. I mean, Amazon is hoovering everybody up. And as a result, the, you know, entire economy is having to compete with that if they can by offering higher wages as well.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Maggie joins us next in Madison. Maggie, hello.
Hey. So I was just curious because I feel like I see a lot of stores closing early because of not having enough employees. There's all of these shortages. But my understanding is that unemployment is also at an all-time low. So how does that like math work out? If everyone is working, but we have all of these open positions, kind of what causes that gap?
Right. So unemployment is like, basically, I think people call it a labor shortage in some sectors, Aki. Low unemployment, lots of openings, not enough people to apply for those jobs in some cases.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the big mysteries of our time. Economists have been puzzling over this for the last 2 years, and I don't think anyone has quite figured out why. There's certainly some factors that relate to COVID. Some parents dropped out of the workforce and they feel like they're not ready to come back yet just because their childcare situation isn't totally steady with, you know, these new variants still floating around. In other cases, a lot of older workers retired. And so that reduces the number of people who are available to work as well. But yeah, certainly there is still a huge labor shortage right now. That's one of the reasons why the unemployment rate is so low. And it's because of the shortage that the labor market is so hot as a result. You know, all these companies are competing for a very small pool of available workers.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Aki, you also wrote about where people are working, remote work, and an interesting trend. Some of the high cost of living cities, you know, San Francisco, other places like that, you know, usually you get paid more if you work there because you got to pay more to live there. You found that some companies who are paying people to work remotely are paying them more, and you name drop cities, including Milwaukee. What's going on?
Yeah, so basically, because of the widespread availability of remote positions, companies can now recruit employees not just in the big cities that they're based, let's say San Francisco or New York City, but also from all across the country. And that means that there are a lot more employers competing for employees in cities like Milwaukee compared to before. And as a result, the employees in Milwaukee are commanding a much higher salary than they used to. Milwaukee is actually one of the cities where we've seen the biggest salary increases for white collar professionals across the country. It was number three in the country, a 20% increase since 2019, which is incredible.
We're talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, who covers the economy, labor market, and workplaces. She's with us today to talk about a gap in pay between new hires and veteran employees that's cropped up in many companies during the Great Resignation and other issues related to the job market these days. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. At your workplace, have you seen this having to pay more to bring new people in? If you're one of the people who's already there, are you worried that the new folks are getting paid more than you are? Have you switched jobs or made a point of staying put over the course of the pandemic if you hire people? Can you talk about the difficulties you're facing bringing staff on board, or have you found a solution? You're doing fine. You're finding the people you need. Either way, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the pandemic, workplace, the great resignation, how there's some pay disparities in places between new recruits and senior employees who've been around a company longer. Aki Ito is with us from Business Insider. Still time for your call, your story, maybe your experience at 800-642-1234. Did you change jobs? Did you change professions? Did you get more money, or are you just happier in the new place? Have you stuck with the place you're in? If you hire people, are you finding people? And what do you think of all this? Are you looking for work and having trouble finding it? That story's out there too. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Jack is with us in Green Bay. Jack, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up?
The reason I'm calling, thanks for taking my call. I have some friends and relatives who went back to school during the pandemic, got their associate degrees in business, and would apply for jobs around the area in Green Bay, get interviews, and then the employer didn't even have the courtesy of calling them to say they didn't get the position, or if they didn't get the position, why they didn't get the position. Their employers have been just terrible in following up with letting applicants know that they're not getting the job or what the reason is. And if they call back to the employer won't take their call.
Jack, thanks a lot for sharing that. Aki, this isn't the first time I've heard things like that. And we hear about potential employees ghosting potential employers. Jack says sometimes going the other way, too.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this has been the case for a long time. HR professionals call this the candidate experience, how the interviewing process feels on the candidate side. And I think that's come back to haunt certain companies during the Great Resignation, when the labor market has been so hot, because these companies that mistreated candidates in the past, new candidates don't want to go work for them anymore. I heard a lot of stories over this past year where companies were shortening the interviewing process. I'm sure everyone has heard of those companies that, you know, make you interview 10 different times and just so time consuming and labor intensive. A lot of companies try to shorten that process, make it easier for candidates as part of one way that they were trying to woo more workers to come work for them.
Jack, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Pat joins us next in Milwaukee. Pat, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about my wife and I are a small business, a restaurant in the neighborhood of River West. And, the getting through COVID was crazy. We never worked so hard to lose money. But, you know, there was a future that if we keep working, we'll be ready for business when COVID clears up. Anyways, the hiring issue, or like, you know, why people seem to be taking more time to think about what you're doing. At first it was frustrating, and maybe it still is, I guess, but I realized it gave people a chance, you know, like hopping off this crazy treadmill, especially Americans seem to be on with working and working, and figuring out what they're going to dedicate their time to. Is it what's worth it, and how we need more money. And we're a small business. We've always been, for pre-owning a business, behind a $15 minimum at the start, and then let's, you know, go from there. So it was I think it's been a, you know, it's a good thing. It's kind of an odd moment that everyone was given.
Pat, thanks a lot for sharing that. That's interesting, Aki. Pat, you know, in some cases it makes it harder to hire people, but he's glad that people are taking the time to think about what they want to do with their careers. Is that something you think a lot of people are doing?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why the national quit rate has been so high over this past year. It's why we're all calling it the Great Resignation. You know, it's not just because the labor market is hot and as a result, there are more opportunities to switch jobs. It's also because the pandemic gave people time to think and really consider what they want to do with the rest of their lives. Some of that was about their personal lives, but some of that was also about their work. And I think we are now starting to see the people who took some time off, who took that time to really, you know, figure out what they want to do in the future. start to, you know, actually start those new jobs. Maybe they went back to school, or maybe they started a whole new career. And I think that's really exciting.
Pat, thanks a lot for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, looking at the latest from the Great Resignation, what's happening at workplaces around the country. Are people still switching jobs? Are you? You could join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know if you stayed or went from the job you had, say, coming into 2020. Let us know what it's like to try to hire people in 2022. Call 800-642-1234. Trisha from Menominee shared a story. Called in to say she worked for the Department of Corrections for 17 years, quit during the pandemic, started working in a warehouse and loves it. Makes more money and has a lot less stress. You could share your story at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Aki, now here we are, summer of 2022. Is there a sense that there's still that that premium for switching jobs? You recently looked, I think, in particular at the tech industry to see if people are still making bank by leaving and signing on somewhere else.
I think there definitely is. When you look at all of the labor market data, it's very clear that the job market is still incredibly hot. But it does feel like we're coming to a plateau at this point. The level of job openings has stopped increasing. The share of people who are quitting their jobs, that's leveled out as well. So we probably are headed for some kind of slowdown over the next few months. That is what some of the broader indicators suggest. At the same time, you know, with inflation, for example, workers are still asking for big raises, and often they're getting them. And the best way to get a raise is still to switch to a new job.
And in the tech industry in particular, I mean, sometimes we hear some big name companies are saying, okay, we're going to stop hiring people, some of them in some cases, like some of the big name companies you heard of, cutting some jobs. You dug deeper into the technology industry. Is this an across the board dial back of jobs in technology?
It so far it doesn't seem to be. I think it's still relatively limited to a small portion of employers. There's certainly a lot of employers that have implemented hiring freezes or have actually gone ahead and done a round of layoffs. But there are plenty of other employers, too, that are using this opportunity to hire the workers that they couldn't when the labor market was so hot over this past year that they just couldn't attract enough new candidates. So I think it's going both ways. That said, if there's any sector in the economy that is probably experiencing a job market slowdown, it probably would be in tech, just because that's the industry where we're seeing the biggest slowdowns in corporate earnings. And that's putting pressure on companies to really try to cut down on costs.
Let's bring on another caller at 800-642-1234. Joe is with us now in Star Lake. Joe, hi.
Yeah, hi. I think it's a great program. I've thought a lot about this Great Resignation. I read a book some years ago. In fact, I sent it to my son who was doing his doctorate. It was called Shop Class as Soul Craft. I don't know if you knew it. It was kind of a book that got a real buzz when it came out. Mm-hmm. A fellow who had gotten his doctorate at the University of Chicago, went to a think tank, supposedly the perfect job, realized he was totally unhappy, and he wound up opening a motorcycle repair business in Richmond. And he just really started looking at how we direct so many young people into these kinds of, managerial kind of roles or high tech, and that the trades themselves can be a very satisfying life and also financially a good life anymore because they're in such high demand. And I think that some of the resignation of the young people I know, my kids' age, that are in their late 20s and 30s, a lot of it is they're just walking away from jobs that are just boring as can be. And it's not just the money. You know, they're looking for something that has an inherent satisfaction. And you build or fix something, and particularly, for men, but I think probably for women, it's just a more satisfying experience.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, that rung a bell. I looked in our archives. Matthew Crawford's the author of that book. He was on Central Time back in 2015, a few years back. But you could check that out in our archives. Again, that idea, Aki, of some people, Joe says people leaving their jobs because they're not satisfying, they're boring, he says, and looking for something more fulfilling. Is that going on? Is that something you think might continue if so?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting trend. I mean, we spend so much of our lives at work. whether we do it from home or whether we're in the office. So we might as well do something that we enjoy if we can afford that. I think one of the other interesting trends, though, over these past 2.5 years is that some people are deciding that they don't need to love their jobs as well. You might have heard of the term hustle culture, and some people are deciding that, they don't necessarily need to be doing something that, that they're totally passionate about in order to earn a living. So I think it goes both ways. Some people are looking for jobs that are more fulfilling, and other people are trying to find fulfillment outside of work altogether.
Thanks again for that call. And just less than a minute now, Aki, I know you always are watching for the next trend in work. What are you watching for next?
Oh, so much. I mean, I think that the big thing right now is how the labor market shapes up. Over these next few months with the economic slowdown, how big, if there will be a recession, and if there will be a recession, how big it'll be, how much it'll affect people's job prospects. That's probably the biggest story I'm going to be following.
Aki, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, where she covers the economy, the labor market, and workplaces. She was with us today to talk about pay disparities between people who've gotten new jobs during the Great Resignation and the workers who've decided to stay put, and other big issues going on in American workplaces now. You can still share your story of staying in a job, leaving a job, hiring people for jobs. Let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page what's going on in your workplace.